Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Kids say remarkable things about the Bible. Here are a few of them. The people who followed Jesus were called the 12 decibels. Moses led the Hebrews to the Red Sea where they made unleavened bread. That's bread made without any ingredients. The fifth commandment is to humor thy father and mother. The epistles were the wives of the apostles. One of the opossums was St. Matthew, who was by profession a taxi man. At Christmas, Jesus was born because Mary had an immaculate contraption. During his life, Jesus had many arguments with sinners like the Republicans. Jesus had 12 apostles. The worst one was Judas Asparagus. Judas was so evil that they named a terrible vegetable after him. Well, the sad truth is that we adults don't fare much better than kids when it comes to Bible knowledge. In a recent poll conducted by the Bible Society, 1 in 3 young adults believed Harry Potter is or may be a biblical story. A large percentage didn't know that the stories of David and Goliath, Noah's Ark, and Adam and Eve were in the Bible. Well, how about you? How well do you know the good book? It's time to find out in another of our very popular Laugh Again Bible quizzes. Number 1. The first 5 books of the Bible are called A, the Gospels, B, the Pentateuch, C, the Old Testament, or D, the Fabulous 5. The answer? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are the Pentateuch, which means 5 books, though Moses didn't know it at the time. Here's a tougher one. How old was Josiah when he became king of Israel? A, 13, B, 8, or C, 105? The answer? B. Josiah was 8. Read the fascinating story in 2 Kings 22 to learn more. Question 3. How many animals did Moses take on the ark? A. Just a cat, a chihuahua, and a chinchilla? B. 2 of every kind, or C. None? Answer. None. Moses didn't go on the ark. Noah did. Did I get you on that? Question 4. Who was the first disciple to directly call Jesus God? Was it A, Peter, or Thomas, or Gandalf? The answer, C, Gandalf. No, it's not. It's Thomas. In John 20:27, the resurrected Jesus invites Thomas to examine his wounds. Thomas responds, "My Lord and my God." Question 5. What place in the Holy Land was called the City of David? A, Jerusalem, B, Davidsburg, or C, Bethlehem? Well, the answer is both A and C. In the Old Testament, the phrase City of David is used of Jerusalem 45 times, the city where David reigned as king. In the New Testament, the phrase is found twice in reference to Bethlehem, where David was born and Jesus arrived about 1,000 years later. Question 6, final question. What book of the Bible contains this verse? For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Is it A, Hebrews, or 1 Corinthians, or C, Second Opinions? Well, the answer is Hebrews 4, verse 12. Well, how did you do? Whatever your score, open the Bible today. Read the story of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Remember to take that knowledge and put it into practice by loving God and loving others. 1 Corinthians 8 says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Or as one little guy said, Jesus gave us the golden rule, which says to do one to others before they do one to you.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.